Take a nice couple of deep breaths. Settle down. Close your eyes and start to relax. I'd like you to imagine that you're walking along a beautiful beach. The white sands stretch in front of you. The sun is shining and it's a beautiful day. The waves lap on the shore quietly as you walk along, and they tickle your feet as the warm water washes over them. You breathe deeply and evenly. The air is fresh and clean, and you feel calm and so relaxed. As you wander along, listening to the peaceful swish of the waves, you notice ahead of you two palm trees, and strung between them is a hammock. You decide to have a rest and walk over to the hammock. It looks inviting, so you lie down, swaying gently. You become aware of the sunlight above you, and it's like a laser beam entering your head and streaming down into every nerve, every cell, each and every part of your body. Now this sunlight is a healing light, and it absorbs any emotions that have been holding you back and stopping you from sleeping. Habits, fears, anxiety, tension, aches and pains, anything and everything that has been holding you back. You can actually feel the sunlight at work, soothing, cleansing, healing, and so relaxing. You become aware now of the sunlight surrounding you, like a cocoon or bubble of protection, and you feel safe and strong within this bubble, calm and confident, calm and relaxed, calm and sleepy. If you drift off now as you listen to my voice, don't worry, because your subconscious is listening to every word I say and making changes which are for your benefit. Now, in a moment, I'm going to ask you to visualize certain things. And as you do, you'll find yourself drifting deeper and deeper into relaxation. Drifting and floating, calm and relaxed. I'd like you to begin by imagining a bright red door. And on this bright red door is a large number 7. And when you can see the door clearly in your mind, start walking towards it. It's closed, so you push it open. It opens easily, and you find yourself in a brightly coloured red room. All the walls are red, so is the carpet. Most of the furniture is red, and this room represents the blockage that is preventing you from getting a good night's sleep. And even so, it's not an angry red, but somehow comforting, because you know that you are now resolving and overcoming these blockages with hypnosis. So decide what you need to move forward. What strength do you need to help you? Courage, patience, calmness, maybe forgiveness for yourself as well as others. You can think of other strengths as well, but you don't have to, because nobody needs anything. Nobody wants anything from you. So you can just let go and relax. So now we're going to gather all those strengths as we move through this room and walked to another door at the far side of the red room. This door is orange, and on the orange door is a large number 6. You push open the door, and you find yourself in a lovely, bright orange room. And this orange room represents your desire and your determination to overcome this sleep problem. And that's good, because you really do want to overcome it, take control, feel better, healthier, stronger in every way. And you know that you can, and you will. All you need is to want something badly enough, and you can achieve it, using all the inner resources that you have. So gather up that desire and determination to overcome these blockages, together with all your strengths, and take them with you to the yellow door at the far end of the room. The yellow door has a large number 5 on it, and as you enter the yellow room, you're filled with hope and optimism. You can feel that hope and optimism entering your soul and the deepest part of your mind. And this lovely, bright yellow room is like a burst of sunshine. It's a wonderful room, and your hope and your optimism increase moment by moment. Gathering up the hope and optimism now, together with your desire and determination and all those strengths, you walk to the green door at the end of the room. The green door has a number 4 on it. And as you enter the green room, you find that it represents abundance, health and growth, the promise of things to come. And more importantly, your self-confidence, self-belief, self-respect and self-esteem are increasing so that you can overcome anything and everything that has been stopping you from sleeping. These feelings grow stronger and stronger with each breath that you take and every word that I speak. You know you can achieve whatever you set out to achieve. You are determined, feeling positive, confident and powerful, optimistic and strong. So walking through the green room, bringing with you your determination and desire to succeed, your optimism, hope, confidence, self-belief, self-respect and self-esteem, together with all your strengths, is a blue door. And on the blue door is a number 3. It's a bright blue door, bright and cheerful, and that's how you feel, positive and powerful, in complete control of your thoughts, your feelings, and your sleeping patterns. Now the blue door enters into the blue room, and this room offers you the strength to overcome the blockages, whatever they are, and a sense of deep inner calm as you grow stronger and stronger, so much calmer each and every day, as you drift deeper and deeper still. So moving forward, bringing with you your strengths, determination and desire to succeed, together with your optimism, hope, confidence, self-belief, self-respect and self-esteem, you come to an indigo door, the colour of the deep blue sea. And it has on it a number 2. And as you push open this deep blue door, you find yourself watching the ocean waves. And a feeling of total peace comes over you. Total peace and serenity as you drift deeper and deeper still. And you find yourself floating over the deep blue sea, feeling more and more relaxed as you go deeper and deeper into relaxation, floating, drifting, calm and tranquil, deeper and deeper still, deeper into this lovely, peaceful sensation. And then you reach a heavenly door, the most perfect shade of violet, a rich purple door with a number one on it. And as you push open this door, you find yourself back on the hammock on the beach, surrounded by that healing sunlight, which has been so busy at work, healing, soothing, relaxing, calming. And this light surrounds you with peace and tranquility, healing of body, mind and spirit. And you can feel its strength surrounding you, releasing the cause of your sleeplessness, strengthening your immune system and giving you peace of mind. Now this healing light is flowing through your system, which is being transformed into the image of wellness, health, vitality and strength. And you become aware that every piece of information that is necessary to transform you into this being of wellness is contained within your system. There's a key, a code, a piece of information deep within your cells. This code began with your birth and even before. And this code has determined how you would grow. And your subconscious mind is reminded of that. The blueprint of your being. And as your subconscious becomes aware, every cell in your body is being transformed based on that blueprint, transformed into healthy wellness, created stronger than before, based on that original blueprint. These cells are whole, complete, healthy, capable of helping you to sleep, a calm, refreshing, restoring sleep each and every night. And as the transformation continues to take place, you become aware of your body changing into this image of wellness and wholeness, well-being and health. You recognize that as the transformation is taking place, every system in your body is being redirected with greater vigor and greater efficiency. Now you know there has been a part of your mind that has become used to this sleepless pattern. You've trained it, not deliberately, but it doesn't realize that you wanted or needed to change. But now I'm asking it to change. It's not helping you, but holding you back. And your subconscious mind is listening to me and knows that in order to help you best, it needs to break this pattern, let it go, so that you can be perfectly healthy once more, according to your blueprint, sleeping easily through the night. Now you also know there's another part of your mind that wants to be well and whole once more. Let's call it your internal healer. Perhaps you can imagine a tiny army of tiny creatures with big mouths, or maybe like Pac-Man, who help the healthy part of your mind eliminate the blockages. This healthy army has been held back for a long time. But now see them being released, see them scurrying through your body with jaws snapping, attacking and absorbing anything and everything that has been keeping you awake at night. See them at work, attacking whatever it was and whatever it is that is causing the sleeplessness, absorbing the discomfort and the triggers that made you wake during the night. And then see them scuttling away, ready to attack the enemy once more if they're needed. And now breathe in healing energy and watch and sense the energy as it continues around your body, filling every nerve and every cell in your body and mind, soothing, calming, relaxing, cleansing, and healing. Now you really do need and want to be free from these old negative patterns, negative thought patterns, negative memories, negative beliefs, the things that have been keeping you awake. But because you want to be free, you are already more than halfway there, because your subconscious mind is helping you to help yourself. It's always been there for you, to help and guide you. But sometimes we lose track. Now your subconscious is holding on to memories that link to your negative sleep patterns. But you can let go of the hold now. Let go of the memories and know that you can keep the memories, but not the destructive power they've had over you, causing you pain, distress, discomfort, and lack of sleep. You can be free of the past and live a much happier life in the present, coping more effectively with the tasks of daily living, knowing that every day in every way you are becoming stronger. You're seeing things more clearly, and you know that you're moving forward, growing stronger and wiser, more relaxed and calm. You respect your own thinking, you respect your feelings, and you can sleep. Now all these suggestions are firmly embedded in your subconscious mind, and they grow stronger and stronger day by day as the pattern is broken. I wonder now if you can imagine a control panel for me, rather like an old-fashioned signal box, where there are levers that control the signals. You have a look at them and notice they're in different positions, and each one has a label above it. You walk over to the wall where all the levers are and have a look. The first one is labelled imagination, and this is in a very high position, and that feels okay. So you move on to the next one. This one is labelled relaxation, and it's not as high as you think it ought to be, so you push it up and move on to the next label. And this one is labelled blockages, and it's in the middle somewhere, and you don't want any blockages to keep you awake and stop you sleeping, so you push that lever right down. Make sure it stays there before you move to the next. The next label says the past, and you ask yourself if there are still things holding you back. You notice the lever is higher than you would like it to be, so you push it down hard. The next one says sleep, and it has numbers on it. And the numbers represent the number of hours sleep you need each night. This lever is far too low, and it needs adjusting. You decide how many hours sleep you want and push the lever to the number. Push it firmly determined to take control of your sleep patterns. Feeling stronger for taking that control, you move to the next label. That says peace of mind. Yes, we all want that, so make the necessary adjustments. And you notice there are three more levers, all in different places, but they have no labels on them. You can choose these labels for yourself. And each time you listen to this recording, you can change these three if you so wish. So decide what labels you want and make the changes to the levers. No more allowing self-sabotage to take over. So I'll be quiet for a moment while you make the necessary adjustments. Now every day is a new day, and you choose to live in the present, not in the past. No matter what has gone before, today can be different. So instead of focusing on your life has been, place your attention on how you want it to be, today, tomorrow, and the next day. Keep your eye on the road ahead, rather than on the one behind you. And as you continue to release your past and its effect, the worry, the anxiety, the stress, you feel free because you've freed yourself to live the life you deserve and desire. So step into the now and let the past go. New beginnings, new hope. And these suggestions are firmly embedded in your subconscious mind because they are there for your benefit and they grow stronger and stronger each and every day. So when you go to bed each night, imagine the sunlight filling your body, soothing, relaxing, calming. Feel it filling your body and absorbing all the thoughts and happenings of the day, all the emotions, worries, stresses and strains. And then feel the light, releasing relaxation, calmness, serenity and peace, allowing you to sleep through the night. Nothing disturbs you. You sleep. Refreshing, re-energizing sleep. Healing, soothing, calming sleep until it's the right time for you to wake. And when you wake feeling positive, ready for the day. No more tiredness, because your body and mind are back in balance, just as you deserve. Now, if you're listening to this during the daytime, just bring yourself back to full consciousness when you're ready, and you will be fully alert once more. But if it's time for you to sleep, when I stop talking, just allow yourself to drift into a deep, relaxing, refreshing sleep.